اوكي، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is a point of benefit concerning the remembrance before going to sleep. We know that there are remembrances for the protection of the person before going to sleep. From that is the recitation of قل هو الله أحد، قل أعوذ برب الفلق، قل أعوذ برب الناس three times, and then blowing in one's on one's hands, on one's palms, and then wiping as much as the person can from his body, beginning with his head, his face, and what comes then from his body. He does this three times, and from that is the recitation of Ayat al-Kursi to the rest of the du'as and remembrances. The question is, if the person stands or gets up from his sleep during the night, should he repeat the same remembrances before going to sleep again? This takes the form, it takes one of three forms. First, if he gets up with the intention to discontinue his sleep, meaning not to returning to sleep. So therefore, if in this case he returns, then he begins as if he initiated his sleep, meaning he should perform the remembrances as if he is sleeping the first time. Is that clear? Type. The second situation, if he gets from his sleep, gets up from his sleep or awakes intending to return shortly, I took out a drink of water to use the bathroom, and then returns to his place, then this is a following, and therefore there is no need to redo the remembrances if the period is short. If the period is short, the period between his awakening and return to sleep. Is that clear? If someone awakes and intends to return shortly to his bed, like for example, getting up to get some water, use the bathroom and returning, in this case, it will be a following. There will be no, yani there is no need for him to redo the remembrances when this short period of time, there is a short period of time between his awakening and his return. Is that clear? And he intends to return shortly after finishing his need. Right? Is that clear now? Okay. The third, he intends to return to his sleep, I mean he gets up and intends to return to his sleep, but a long period lasts. There is a separation of a long period. In this case, it is legal for him to redo the remembrances. It is legal for him to do or redo the remembrances. Is that clear? Is that clear? This is the same holds with respect to entering the masjid and making the two rak'ah of salutation to the masjid. A long period is known as a long period. A long period is known. A separation is known. With respect to the masjid, entering the masjid, if after entering the masjid, the person leaves the masjid with the intention to return, and he returns shortly afterwards, then in this case, it is not legalized for him to perform the two rak'ahs known as tahiyyat al-masjid. Is that clear? Now, if he leaves with the intention of not returning, but then returns even shortly afterwards, then in this case, he initiates two rak'ah. He brings two rak'ah. Is that clear? The second situation. Just like as the case of awakening during the night. Is that clear? Even if he returns shortly, but he had the intention not to return. Okay. The third situation, if he leaves with the intention of returning, but there was a long separation, then in this case, it is permissible for him to read